What was that, Dan?
That's, you know what? Just like we want Dan to do the touchdown Detroit black guy. Mix it in. Oh, the teams go to the center of the field. We're good. You're not. Your mom's a whore.
Dan Campbell. Yeah, Campbell meets with the other coach. Job well done. Just not by you.
Oh, there goes Dan Campbell to shake hands. His nuts are bigger than yours. Let's go down to the field of Lummis.
TJ, what'd you hear down there?
Blurg tobacco. Thanks, TJ.
All right. Let's. David Dickens. Go ahead, Dave.
Hutchinson was missed. Donald had all day back there. We need a pass rusher. That is from Elliot. Isn't this game even more reason to get Max Crosby or Myles Garrett?
Yes.
Take a stranglehold on the NFC. Why play it safe?
Okay. The example, you guys tell me if this is wrong, bad, idiotic, whatever. But I comped it to sitting and watching the Yankees Saturday night. They were already one of the best teams in baseball. True or false?
True.
They went out and they traded for Juan Soto. In a deal that came out of nowhere. Oh, but he doesn't have a contract. Don't care. We're all in. Why is it relevant? Because there's going to come a moment in your season you have to rely upon someone. It's players, not plays, right?
Mm-hmm.
Juan Soto has one of the best playoff at-bats you'll ever see. Hunter Gaddis, 10 pitches, 97 up in the zone, tank, 450, and we're going to the World Series. I've waited 15 years for somebody to wear the pinstripes and rise to that moment. In that moment, I've lost six straight ALCSs because nobody could rise to that. Well, and we got cheated by the Astros and AJ. The point is, that's what you're doing if you go and try to get a Crosby or a Myles Garrett, knowing they probably won't say yes, but you have to make them say no. Because there's going to come a point. You've seen it with your Niners. There are points where a Fred Warner or a Nick Bosa, it's the player, not the play. Mm-hmm. And they do something unspeakable, and they end a game. Mm-hmm. You saw Aaron Donald end a Super Bowl for the Rams. You saw Chris Jones end a Super Bowl for the Chiefs. Outside of Brian Branch, you don't have anyone on that defense capable of that. And Branch might be that guy. Still early.
No.
Rico and I were on the all-pro bus preseason, mind you.
No, you're right, Mike, because they didn't make the Super Bowl. But, yeah, you saw Christian McCaffrey in the NFC Championship game. I'm going to put the team on my back. I'm going to go all the way down right to the goal line.
It is.
Ball game.
It furthers the belief that yesterday was phenomenal, but it's not sustainable. And they need a pass rusher. David, go ahead.
It was a very impressive win, but the game would not have been that close if we had Aiden. Mike is always there to bring us back to reality.
I mean, think about this. 15 total pressures with a 60% blitz rate. Aiden's last game he played, he had 15 pressures by himself. Think it over, guys. Go ahead.
Mike, Rico, you don't give us fans credit enough. If anything, yesterday's game made it absolutely clear today that we need to land Crosby before 5 p.m.
No, all right, hold on.
No. And as far as the fans, it's just from what we've heard. It's not for fans like that person. It's just, I guess maybe that it's the vocal minority, but it's a lot of people who just feel like, you know what, we got this. We don't need to make any changes, and we need to keep our picks so we can build something for the next 10 years.
Right. You hear 8 hours of people essentially dusting their chandelier. I'm sorry. You do start to form an opinion like, wait, am I the only person who saw the game the way I saw it? And the data backs it up. I don't think it's fair to Aaron Glenn to ask him to run a defense with a 60% blitz rate. I don't think that's fair. And for all of Ben Johnson's brilliance, and he was brilliant yesterday.
He was.
And Jared, you get an OC and a quarterback on the same page where it's seamless. That's the sauce. That is why Brady was always better with Josh McDaniel. That's why Mahomes and Reed, it's a thing. Look, Sean Payton, Drew Brees. When you have that relationship, it could take you a lot of places. But it's not fair to ask, hey, Ben, I need 30 every week. Hey, Jared, I basically need you to be perfect. What was he? It was like 14 out of 14 mm-hmm. to start the game again.
Yeah.
You have Hall of Fame quarterbacks who have never completed 14 passes in a row, much less basically the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I just think you're right there. You're right there. So why not break through the glass? I just got to believe they're going to do something 2 weeks from tomorrow. I got to believe it. But in the meantime, let's keep winning. That's fun.
Yeah. I think they will. I don't think it's going to be the Crosby thing. And I think, man, it's going to disappoint so many Detroiters. Like, well, who's this guy? You know, who's this? You know, basically, it's like this stepdad walked in like, you're not my real dad. Who are you? Like, you're not Crosby. You're not Garrett.
Hassan Reddick, he's with the Jets, for better or for worse. So he's off the market. And I don't want to get into a space where we're talking about guys like Jadeveon Clowney, who, by the way, is hurt right now. I want to see the report that Mark Davis grabbed the receiver of the phone, put it to his ass, and ripped a fart and hung up. Just let me read that report from Ian Rappaport. Mark Davis, explosive gas. You're not getting Crosby. Show me that report. Lions called. Response was, click. Like, just give me that report. I'll let it go. A report. That's it. There's no reason to get upset. Like, that is the one thing this town, it always bugs me. And it's media and some of the fans. Some. Why do you get so upset when people want to dream and do more? And in fact, to behave like the city of New York, Philly, Chicago, Boston, to do what it takes, or LA and hoops, to go all in and get it done. I don't know why there's an anger associated with that. I can fully appreciate and be thrilled with that win yesterday while keeping an eye on the big game.
I think a lot of it comes from the fact that we don't get a ton of success in this city, so you want to savor it and make it last as long as possible. Whereas those teams that you talk about, Mike, have already won things before. We're going to have a talk.
You were talking about
this. Oh, you want this instead? That better.
You were talking about savoring things.
I totally forgot. So
savor away, please.
I forgot.
Savor.
Stuff.
David reads.
All right. Champ and Jump. 248-539-9797. All right. We'll get it back on the tracks. David, go ahead. A couple more ticket texts, please.
That was probably the best outcome yesterday. We won while showing our glaring deficiencies to get Sam.
Yes. Who wrote that text?
Didn't leave a name.
Damn, you didn't leave a name.
Yeah.
But that is that. Yes. My kind of fan. Yes.
Mike, you're 100% right. I said right after the game, don't let those 4 sacks fool you. We had zero pressure all game. We need help, period. Right. We in the thumb.
You got to look at the anatomy of the sacks. Okay, the sack and the Hail Mary, first of all, that's a Todd Bowles principle. He's the first guy I ever saw blitzing Hail Marys. Aaron Glenn incorporated it. We're going to bring more than you have because we're getting to you before that ball goes in the end zone. That's great. That doesn't mean a thing to me. The other one was Strahan with Favre when the center falls over. All right, that's... Yeah. You had one really nice play, and it was tripping Sam Darnold at the line of scrimmage. Guys, not all sacks created equal. And when you're not getting pressure and you're not making a guy move his feet and they put up 400 yards of offense, like 60% blitz rate, 400 yards of offense, need a game-winning field goal 15 seconds to go. I love the fact we were on the right side of that. But I'm not comfortable going, all right, it's all good. Got a brick salesman at D-line.
Yeah.
Or wait, that's the kicker, Bates. Whatever. Bobby Woo made a nice play in the screen.
He did. He broke that thing up. Like, wait. That was too easy.
Woo. All right. And David, you're a problem, and he's paying you a visit right now. You're a real problem.